This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. That's right. 1 hour of nothing but insults and hypocrisy right here on the real side. Always a play. I love those people who jump in the different chat rooms that we have going on. I get a big kick out of it. And it goes right to what I always say. They're always right. And we are always wrong. Right? I mean, don't you get a kick out of this? We are the worst legislators in the world. That's right. We ran, conservative Republicans ran Detroit, right? No, that was Democrats, but anyway. Then you have Flint, Michigan. That's right. We provided those were Democrats, too. Wait a minute. Let me find this today I can come up with. Oh, yeah. We helped curb the issues going on in Chicago with crime. No, wait a minute. Those were Democrats, too. I'll get this right. Hold on. Give me a minute. I'll find someplace. I guarantee it. George W. Bush, that disgusting president who was a Republican who hated all black people. Yeah, under that guy, remember him? Right, okay, so he was one of the ones that helped bring the voucher system and what else was there? The voucher system in charter schools to Washington, D.C., okay? The education system in Washington, D.C. almost did a whole 180. They had kids that were actually graduating, felt safe in schools, were doing well. The Oblamo administration came in. I want to thank you, by the way, for helping me hit the ground running. The Oblamo administration came in. What's the first thing? We can't have vouchers. That's right. We don't want the teachers union mad at me. So they canned the vouchers. Right, they all but stopped the charter schools from coming in. And what happens in a relatively short period of time? Those kids start to have problems in school again. Now, why is it that the most elite of the elite in the Democrat Party, they all are so sure they're so much smarter than we are? Right, if you're not a Democrat, in their mind, you're a low life. It's really that simple. It's just you little people. You're a low life. You don't count. And part of the proof of that is what Nancy Pelosi started calling her foundational members of the party. When they were coming against them, when the Democrat union worker in the middle part, in the Rust Belt, I'll put it that way, we're talking about voting for Trump, she no longer called those people blue-collar workers. She now called them uninformed laborers. Think about that. She turned on you guys that fast. Which is a joke. It shows, and I love this. The Russians influenced, I know I say this a lot, and I'm sorry if you've heard this for the 300th time, but I can't get over it. You know, I have to keep talking about it, like a bad accident. You have to keep talking about it till you get it gone, right? Let's say the Russians, I'll say right now, I believe the Russians hacked and got information about the election. And I believe that the Russians gave all those emails to the WikiLeaks guy. And he leaked all those emails to influence. You know what he leaked? He leaked the truth. So the Democrats afraid of the truth? Is that what influenced the election? Was the emails that finally showed how the Democrat Party actually feels about blacks, Hispanics, uneducated people, how they screwed Bernie Sanders? Because if that's what this all comes around to being, I applaud it. good for them. Right? No, come on, think about it. So if all this boils down to is the fact that real information was real information was finally given out, and you finally saw. See, so when she said people that were on the fence were pushed over, if you would, by seeing these emails, I got news for you, lady. This shows you how disingenuous you are by yourself. No, people who were voting for you, people who were voting for you because you were a Democrat and you were a female, decided after seeing those emails that you're just as phony as the rest of them. So, to me, you did this to yourself. You made this happen. And you guys still can't find the truth. You can't find it anywhere. You're all up in arms about Comey. This is unprecedented. We should have... FBI directors don't get... Well, you need to look it up yourself. Billy Bob Clinton did it himself. He fired somebody. And, you know, that man was never investigated, right? Unreal. You guys are just unreal. That's the thing about it. You can't have an honest conversation with you because you don't want to have an honest conversation. And I wish I could find the clip. Let me see if I can. I meant to do it during the break. I'll do it during the next break. About Whoopi Goldberg going almost nuts, almost totally losing it when they were talking about an issue that was going on and somebody brought up the fact that Hillary Clinton lied. And the subject was Hillary Clinton. The subject was the email service. So they come up with Hillary Clinton lying and Whoopi goes just out of her mind. Well, if you're going to go down that road, we'll bring Trump in. It's like, wait a minute, we weren't going down any road. We weren't comparing anybody. You asked about, specifically about your lordess and savioress, Hillary Clinton. It's just amazing. So now, single gender clubs now. I'm sorry, you know what? I mixed two stories together, so I apologize. I said it was a California school. It wasn't. So single-gender clubs at the University of Rochester have been ruled discrimination or discriminatory. That's right. Single-gender clubs. You know what? I am so happy my wife is in the room with me. Because I don't think we can afford the fine for what I'd have to say on this one. But we're going to deal with it inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. No way, Daniel. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. I don't care if you're in your chat room or the, what's that other thing called, the Facebook feed, right? It's always a good one, too. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Like I said, I do appreciate the time that you're engaged and involved and that kind of stuff in the conversation. What was I talking about? I was on a rant. See, I hate that in the commercials because then I calm down.
You were talking about the single gender clubs.
Oh, maybe I was trying to forget about that. Could have been. Anyway. Yeah, so the thing. 855 real Joe, 855 732
5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff that you can do up there on the website, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, which you don't have to. You really don't. Anyway, the University of Rochester's all-campus judicial council ruled on Friday that gendered language and participation in gender-exclusive competitions by student groups constitute discrimination. Now, the debate stems from a January Student Association meeting in which four campus activists, four campus activists, I mean, how many kids in the school? Thousands? Even if it's 500, 600, 700, 800, claimed that 55 campus organizations were violating the SA Constitution's non-discrimination clause by either using gendered language in promotional material or limiting sporting activities to one gender. You know, I'm kind of mixed on this one. See, I think it never goes this way. It's never the girls, the females. I don't know, what do we call them anymore?
Ladies.
The ladies. It's never the ladies. You know, the 98-pound ladies that want to wrestle with the 300-pound boys. It's never that way. Because I was going to say, if that's really the road they want to go down, then have at it. Let the 95-pound lady go ahead and play football with the 225-pound football player. I mean, you know, that won't last long, I guarantee it. But it's never that way. It's like we've seen with some of these wrestlers and what have you, where it's a transgender woman. So, for those of you who aren't aware, that's a man who now identifies as and or has the operation to become a female. The problem with that is you still have male muscle tone. You still have male bone structure. You still have male upper body strength. You can't get away with it. You cannot get away from it. The DNA is what dictates, not what the brain cells, not what's between your ears. So, you know, I guess I get some of this. So if that's what you decide you want to identify as and you want to live your life as a woman, then fine. Or you know, but don't come on to a girl's, wrestling and you're a male. I mean, I know what brought this out was that, what were they called? The WW2 fighters.
WWE.
W who?
WWE,
it's all the same. It's all confusing. Anyhow, so, you know, here you had a male that was pummeling the females. Now, because he was transgender, that made it okay for him to play on the women's wrestling. So at what point does this really become ludicrous? At what point does somebody, maybe there's a test they have to take. Maybe there's a physical test they have to take. I don't know, but I do know this. Whether you believe in God, Mother Nature, or whatever, there is biology. You know, it's funny how you people keep telling us we have to pay attention to science, but you don't. Only we do. The ACJC, however, determined that while Greek organizations are not directly funded by the SA, they do make use of resources that are funded by the SA. It could thus be, theoretically... See, they try to sound too smart. Thus be theoretically subjected to the non-discrimination clause. Consequently, so what is it? So if you don't take any money from the college, you can discriminate all you want? Yeah, that's social justice at its finest, ain't it? Look, discrimination is discrimination. It doesn't matter who's paying or not paying for it. So I guess I can't have, you know, I don't know, all boys soccer team. That's bad. Can't do that. All boys football. Can't do that either. All boys weightlifting. All boys wrestling. That'd be a good one. But see, like I said, it's usually never the other way around. It's usually never the female that's coming up against the guys. It's usually the transgender females that are coming up against the females. How that makes sense, I don't know. I don't have a clue. Anyway, so go on to say, consequently, the campus judiciary ordered that any group which receives material benefits, direct or indirect, from the SA are SA-affiliated organizations, meaning they are subject to a review to ensure that each is compliant with the non-discrimination clause of the SA Constitution. Yale, there was a petition up at Yale to open the privileged all-male club to women. You see, I mean, this is hilarious to me. Because those educated liberals, the ones that started those clubs that enjoyed them so much, are the ones now that are getting smacked around. Think about it. The ruling concludes identifying the use of phrases like, you can't use any and all women or open to any male. Additionally, descriptors like young men and men of principle and group of women in promotional materials for Greek organizations are also cited as possible violations of the non-discriminatory clause. Young men. What do you call them? Young people? Young humans. Oh, maybe we'll not be able to use human anymore. We'll have to use Hugh person. How about young dirt? I mean, that's really kind of what it means anyway. Men of principle. What do we have? People of principle? Is people masculine or feminine? I mean, think about it. You're going to spend more time thinking about what the words mean than you are actually getting the job done. God. Now, shortly after the ruling, the president and vice president of the SA released a statement clarifying that the goal of the ruling was to review the inclusivity of language governing SA. See, if it's all about the language, if it's all in the words, man, talk about being 180 degrees from where we were as kids. Words didn't mean that much. They weren't the end of the world. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit in real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me. I do appreciate the time that you send me information during the show. I mean, sometimes you guys, you're in, you're not so much sometimes. It's okay, I don't mind, really. But I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. 855, I already gave you that number, didn't I? Well, I'll give it to you again. What do you care, right? So, as you heard today, I'm just going to touch on it. I'm not going to beat it up. Mr. Comey is out.
You're fired. You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
I much prefer the one where he pounds the table. You're fired. I like that one. Anyway. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I have no problem with this. And not because I'm a Trumper or not a Trumper, I'm a Republican, not a Republican. It has nothing to do with anything. What it has to do with is when a man's not doing his job, he's got to go. He was ruining the morale at the FBI. He turned it into to an organization that was not very trusted. The honor and integrity was no longer there. And it's not just me saying that. There's plenty of organizations that say that. Plenty of people who held that in very high esteem and then had to change it. So, again, we're back to these young people at the University of Rochester. And now you cannot have single-gender organizations. You can't use certain kind of phraseologies and words. It'll make other people feel bad. I remember when I was a kid, we didn't care if you were male or female, right? When you were playing, someone's like, hey, you guys, come on. It was never, hey, you two boys, you three girls, you cisgen, you trans, you. We didn't use that. And by the way, here's what I want to say on something. What does the B stand for in LGBTQ if there's no more sexes? I mean, doesn't that make a statement that if you're bisexual, wouldn't that mean that there's only two? You'll do either one or take either one or be with either one? I don't know. I'm just asking. It's just these things just pop into my head from time to time. Yeah, you'd be surprised what goes on in there. Okay, so open to any of them. And I said earlier, you can't use descriptors like young men of principle. Those are gone too now. I guess you have to use, but they don't give you any alternatives. They don't say use people of principle, use person of principle, use whatever. You can't, apparently you can't use any of that. Meanwhile, the Chief Justice, Alex Gurton, released a statement on his own in which he emphasized that the ruling calls for a review of all clubs. Make sure they're in compliance. Well, who's going to do the review? What group is going to? It's always like when they say, we're coming out against hate speech. And I go, excuse me, who decides what hate speech is? That's the part that scares me. Not that they don't want to allow hate speech and they don't want to allow hate speech to fester. But who decides what it is? Right? I don't know. It's very scary to think they're going down that road, and at such a young age. Now, Chris Hodgman, president of the school's college Republican chapter, told Campus Reform that he worries that the ruling could be used to force organizations, including athletic ones, to accept members of any gender. Club sports, Greek life, and Capella groups are the most immediately impacted, but groups like the Society for Women Engineers fits the description as well. So, yeah, I mean, now all these groups that cater to women, are they going to have to stop? Wouldn't that be fair and equal? No, seriously, there was a young girls group every year that we helped sponsor or support. And I think it was. I think it was engineers or architects. It was young women in architects, engineering, technology, whatever. And we used to support that group. I haven't heard from them forever.
Well, they're still around.
They are? You sure it's not the, like, young persons? Yeah, I'm just curious. Anyway. But you think about it, all those clubs are going to have to change. And the reason they even existed to begin with was to help groups that weren't getting any help get a leg up. Well, now you don't get that leg up anymore. I hope you're happy about that. Hey, you brought it on. Right? Singing groups? I thought there was a couple of years back, I think there was a push on women's barbershop quartets type of thing, and I'm thinking, that doesn't make sense on any planet. Make it a woman's beauty parlor quartet. That would make sense. Right? I mean, kind of help your imagination work here. Club sports, Greek life, and Capella groups are the most immediately impacted, he said, but the groups like the Society for Women Engineers fits the description as well. The ruling undermines the right of students to associate with whomever they please. So if we can't have these groups, we shouldn't be able to have the African-American group, or the Greek group, or the Italian group, or the short people group, or the fat people group, or the tall.
American
or what's,
Association of University Women.
There you go.
Is the ones that did it.
They did this?
Science, Engineering, Technology,
oh.
Math.
All right.
That's the group you're looking for.
Okay. Glad to hear it. I can't wait to get your microphone fixed. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But it's stuff like this that doesn't this make you guys crazy? Come on, honest. You can't tell me you're good with this. Even you guys that are on the far left, are you really good with this? Does this really excite you? Do some of you on the left actually look at this stuff and go, wow, we're making progress? I don't know what the progress is, though. I don't know, you know, what's the bottom line here? What are you looking for? When you say equality, I know you don't mean it. Because you don't care about guys like me. You don't care that I get an equal shake or a fair shake. Because according to you, I've had that fair shake too long. So now it's got to go the other way. And the only way to do that is to hurt me. Right? I'm just going by the stuff that you put out there, the stuff that you say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I meant to find this earlier. I'll do it in the next, there you go, right there. And I'll do this in the next clip. And it's just irritating as heck that we have the ladies from The View, from their own View, whatever you want to call them, and you have the ladies from The View, and they'll dictate what you can say, what you can't say, what they're willing to stand behind, what they're not willing to stand behind. And it doesn't matter whether it makes sense or not. It doesn't matter whether it's fair or not. That's not part of it. And when two of them actually try to make Hillary or suggest that Hillary should take responsibility, they weren't having any part of it. So we can pick that up in the next one. This story here was kind of freaky. And I didn't know this was going on. And some of you are going to have to put your fingers in your ears because it's going to make you uncomfortable. But you need to know about it, too. Now, I've heard about it being on a school board. But since we don't get into this kind of detail, thank God. But apparently, more and more young ladies, 14, 15, are having sex before they even kiss. Right? I remember when I was in the 70s, women would say, I just don't want to be a piece of meat for you. I just don't want to be that thing that you have sex with and that's it. Right? I want a little romance. So we have turned it 180. We've made sex like of so much of no consequence that it doesn't matter. Sure, you can have sex with anyone however many times you want, with anything. It's okay, because if it makes you happy, it's fine. And don't worry about a relationship, and don't worry about kissing. Don't even worry if you know the guy's name or not. It's no big deal. And that all comes in a line of one of these feminists I heard going off saying, well, it was okay for men to sow their oats. It was okay for men to have sexual fantasies, but it wasn't okay for women. Who said that? It might have been 107 years ago. My kids weren't taught that way. That doesn't make me any better than you, but my kids weren't taught that. So I take it right back to the parents again. What are you teaching your kids? So, if you want a better education regarding sex for both boys and girls and information about, you know, pornography and the way it influences harmful sexual practices, all this stuff, you can find it. You can find it on any junior high school campus, and in some cases, even elementary school campuses. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at truehealthfacts.com. That's truehealthfacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that we're together, and I want you to challenge me. I want you to call me out. I don't want to just run factless with all this. I never do. You know, I'm not a person that says don't let the facts get in the way, because I want the facts to get in the way. Now, it's just like the piece that I wrote, you find up on the website, therealside.com, where we were trying to figure out, some of this stuff is like brain numbing or mind numbing, and it's just boring as heck, but and trying to figure out how many houses of Congress or how many legislative houses that the Republicans had total control over or partial control over, how to word it, and all the other crap. I just throw it against the wall. You guys have to figure, you got to use your brain cells a little bit. Because if I have to spoon feed it to you, I don't know. What do I tell some of the people that I work with? Yeah, we have a great audience. You just have to spoon feed them everything. I don't want to be one of those guys. I want you guys all to be, and most of you already are, so much smarter than I am. That's what I mean. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, the time you're involved, the time you're engaged, because it makes a really big difference. All right, so we finish up with this one, which is the single gender clubs. Always fun. The university. I just don't see how there's an upside to this. I don't see where the upside is to this. So you can't use, you know, words that may call it a certain gender over another. There are no more men and women clubs. There are no, they want to get it to a point where there's no distinction. And I personally believe that that's wrong. Dead wrong. So anyway. But they're going to change this anytime soon because they're all a bunch of snowflakes. They're all a bunch of these kids that were brought up that the world revolves around them. And mommy told them that they were right no matter what happened. Daddy told them the same thing. And this is what you've raised. Look at what these kids are doing on a daily basis. And listen, you don't have to be on my side on this. I'm okay with this. I want you to go look at what's going on around you. Millennials are living; they're never leaving the house. They're staying at home in record numbers. They can't take care of themselves. They can't get a job, and it isn't because they're not out there. I've talked to we know a lot of business owners, and I will tell you. It's because they don't know how to work, and not all of them, I'm not going to say that, but a big number of them, they don't know how to work, they don't know how to work through stuff. Nobody wants to babysit you on the job. They want to give you a task, they want to give you a department, and you need to leave them alone. But hey, let's not stop there. Springfield College recently recently canceled a men in literature course on the grounds that it had the word men in it. No, I'm kidding. But close. On the grounds that it an inordinate emphasis on one gender, and that creates a hostile environment for women. I'd like to see how they're going to handle men's prisons eventually. What are you going to do there? Right? Can't call out a gender. So if you can't put a gender on an application, if you can't put a gender on somebody's rap sheet, what are you going to do? God only knows who will end up somewhere, right? The school also objected to an essay assignment on the treatment of males in academic environments, saying that students should be required to write, or shouldn't be, or should be required to write about the opposite gender. So Springfield College recently canceled men in literature. Say that 20 times fast. Professor Dennis Goes began teaching the course back in 2005. I don't know why we didn't shut it down then. And has offered it several times since. Think about it. This isn't anything new. These nut jobs didn't just pop up. They've actually gotten to the point now where they feel much more empowered because of the last administration. So the professor has offered it several times since then upon an encouragement of his department chair. The course was intended to survey contemporary culture's preoccupation with gender. Guess what? We're not preoccupied with gender. You guys are. We didn't have a problem with it up until recently. And we made the minor course corrections needed as time went on. You guys are the ones that dropped the pallet of bricks and said, or else. They specifically want to focus on the men's role, or the man's role, in culture. He never set out to be a gadfly against progressive dogma, or even a stalwart opponent of the ideological regime. He was trying to do the contrary, picked for the part by the regime itself, Peter Wood, president of the National Association of Scholars, explained in his statement. He said, now, though, Springfield has determined that the GOWS, G-O-U-W-S, course, is unfit to teach after the chair and the dean of his department questioned the content of his syllabus, claiming that the GOWS focused way too much on the male societal function rather than his portrayal in literature. Gals agreed to change the syllabus to include more literary texts and fewer gender studies reading, but the university still ultimately decided to cancel the course. According to the letter, Dean Ian Herzog deemed the proposed revision to be insufficient, arguing that several of the remaining reading assignments involve materials that relate more to gender studies and literature. God forbid. I mean, really, seriously, they want everybody walking around the same, looking the same. You know, I wasn't being mean, seriously, but I was sitting next to somebody in church the other day. Yes, in church. And I said to my wife, was that a girl or a guy? Because though I got the sense that she was a female, it was like she went out of her way to almost have man-like features. And I'm not talking about, I mean, just the way her hair was cut and all that other stuff. And I would say, and somebody can say, well, you're making fun of transgenders. No, because I don't know. I wasn't introduced. I didn't know. And I always say the same thing. Is there a bracelet? Is there a certain kind of earring? Is there tattoos, temporary tattoos they can have on their forehead? I don't know. How are we supposed to know? And no, I'm never going to stop calling people he or she, ma'am, sir. It's because there's nothing wrong with that. Because the majority of people want to be called that. And I'm not going to change. I'm not going to change everything around us because you don't like it. Right, I mean, I love that where a lot of elementary schools went away from red pens because it made kids feel bad when they had red markings on their paper. Well, you know what? That's a good thing. It's okay to feel bad once in a while. It's okay to feel defeated once in a while. It's okay to have to reset your mind to how you have to approach something so you can win. You can come out on top. There is truly nothing wrong with that. It's how we learn. It's how we learn how to push through. It's how we learn how to not to curl up in a little ball and cry in the corner and wait for mommy to come save our butts. Or them to bring me a puppy and a pillow. Anyway. The writer goes on to the administrator goes on to say, you do not afford students the opportunity to choose a gender to write about you, nor do you require all students to write about the opposite gender. The letter is admonishing him that he needs to do both of these things. Well, why? Why do I have to force somebody to write about the opposite gender, especially when they haven't been the opposite gender? Based on this, it's our judgment that your chair and dean are well within their rights to question your course content. You must have an ulterior motive, obviously. To request changes in your course to ensure that they are aligned with the approved course outcomes. Well, what's the approval? What do they want? We also believe that you should modify any assignments in English 113 or in any of the course that you teach that would require students to focus on a single gender. While that encourages GAOs to submit a revised syllabus for consideration in future semesters, but neglects to comment on the previous revisions. I mean, seriously, think about this. What if you're rock climbing? We're all the same, right? So why don't you put the one that you recognize as a female at that very end, the one that holds everybody else up, right? The one that's expected to make it all come together, not because of brains, but because of just sheer strength. Should the crap hit the fan. But hey, in the interest of being equal, isn't that who you want there? I want the right person for the job. I don't care what color. I don't care how much they weigh. I don't care about their quirks. I don't care if they have 27 metal rings in their nose. I don't care. As long as they're the right person for the job. I don't care who you're sleeping with. I don't care where you live. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care whether you pollute the earth or don't pollute the earth. I don't care whether you eat little babies known as eggs or you don't. If this kid can get the job done. Can you do what needs to be done? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website during the break. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, you don't have to. You can actually enjoy it. Head up there and check it out. I think on Amazon you can read a few pages, which you'll have fun with. Anyway, we'll be back at the top of the hour. Please don't go far. We're going to talk about the views problem. With lying, or not lying, or only when their people lie, or don't, I don't know, I'm confused. We'll be right back.